Shekarech to the Balei Negina, to the Heilige Negunim. One of the advantages of hosting the Mesivas Chanukah for Rengen in my house, aside from the obvious advantage of having it in my house, be able to bring the Kedusha inside of my house, Ner Ishu Beisoy, to spread that out, and Pesach Bais L'Chutz, be able to bring everybody from the outside in. Another advantage is I get to see a little bit what goes on prior to the Farbringen. Normally I show up to the Farbringen a little bit after it already started, so I don't get to see exactly the Achanas for the Farbringen. Being that it was in my house, I was able to see a little bit of the Achanas I wanted to Farbringen. So obviously a tremendous Shekayach to all those that were started, for Frat Shragi, who put in a tremendous amount of work. We should be zeichah. Mitzvah Hashem. Baruch Hashem. I think I can mention at the beginning. Baruch Hashem. This home has been used already for many, many simchas, many farbrengens, brisin, shalom zachars, sudis mereim, and Mitzvah Hashem to continue this house and obviously the extension of the home, which is Hilge Beis Haknesses, Beis Hamedrash. Mitzvah Hashem should continue being a place of Ashuas Hashchina. Mitzvah Hashem. Mitzvah Hashem. The Ta'ar, Erev Chanukah. Mitzvah Hashem should be mispashit all the way to the outside. Mitzvah Hashem. We should be zeichah to be able to go back to the Beis Hamikdash, to be able to be watched the Kohen Gadol, the Madlik, the Menorah, and the Beis Hamikdash. We know that the Ikar Makim to light the Menorah, according to the Gemara in Shabbos, the Ikar Makim to light the Menorah, the Gemara says, Mitzvah La'anicha B'tefach, Asamach L'Pesach Mismol. The main place that a person is supposed to put the Menorah is on the Pesach of the Bayis, Mebachot, on the left side. Kidei Shetei Mezuzah Me'amin, Menor Chanukah Mismol. You want to put the Ner Chanukah on the left side, you have the mezuzah on the right side, and that way a person is surrounded by mitzvahs. You don't find this bechlal by any other mitzvah, but there's some aspect of going ahead and merging another mitzvah that really has no shaykhas to the mitzvah. You're not being mekayim the mitzvah at the moment, but for some reason when you want to be mekayim the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, there's an avoida that you want to be mesuvah by mitzvahs. You want to be surrounded by mitzvahs. That some reason, when I'm middle of lighting the menorah, it's not enough that I'm lighting the menorah. I want to go out and light the menorah, but I should be surrounded by mitzvahs. I should be standing in the middle. The Baal HaBayis is standing in the middle. He has on the left side, he has the menorah. On the right side, he has the mezuzah. And that way, mesuvah by mitzvahs. What's this inyan? Nafka, when it comes to the inyan of Ner Chanukah, that I have to be surrounded by mitzvahs. It's enough. I have the mitzvah in front of me. It's a mitzvah chavivi ad ma'oid. The Rambam writes the lashon of chavivi ad ma'oid. The only mitzvah that the Rambam writes is in all of Yad. The only mitzvah that he writes is a mitzvah chaviva. This alone, is enough. This episode in Indian, that stating Amara, that I have to light it on the left side in order to be mesuvah b'mitzvahs, in order to be surrounded by mitzvahs. Not only that, we know that the Shilta is very famously brings down. The Shilta says, goes even one step further. The Shilta says, mezuzah b'yamin, nechanakah b'smol, ubalabayis betalis, b'tsuyetzis b'negin. You have the mezuzah on the right side, the nechanakah on the left side, and the balabayis standing with his talis. Talis l'chorim means talis katan, but talis, standing with tzitzis on it, he's standing in the middle. It's a mod nazach. You always stand with your talis. You always stand with your tzitzis. Dafka over here, there's episode in Inyan to remind us of the fact that the Baal Bayis is standing in the middle and he's wearing his talis. And va'oid, we know that the only time you're able to be Makayim, the mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah, is Shkia. Shkia Rishayna, Shkia Shniya, Tzeis, but definitely Shkia. Once it hits Shkia, generally there's no halacha against Machlekes Rishayna, exactly what it means. Re'isimai Sa'id, Ksus Laila, Ksus Yoin, but Pashas, the way we paskin is that the tzitzis is only a chiv dafka by day. So I'm supposed to be standing here. I'm supposed to be surrounded by mitzvahs. And one of the mitzvahs that I'm surrounded by, which is the talis that a person's wearing, I'm not even chiv b'chlal to be wearing the talis. It's a time that I'm patur from talis. It's not the zman of chiv. And for some reason, when I'm going out and lighting the menorah, it's important that I'm surrounded from the mezuzah of meyamin. I'm surrounded by wearing the talis. And then I'm going ahead and lighting the menorah. Why b'chlal do I need these extra mitzvahs? Why isn't this mitzvah chavivi ad ma'oid? Why isn't the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah alone? Why is that not enough? Why do I need to be surrounded? And why dafka? These mitzvahs, I'm surrounded from the right side, surrounded dafka with the inyan of the talis. What's this inyan b'chlal of being mesuvah b'mitzvahs? Dafka, when it comes to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, something that b'chlal don't find anywhere else. Ba'oid, we know, to do from the Hilge Arizal, that the days of Chanukah, Yimei Shmoina, are connected to the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. We mentioned this maybe 2-3 years ago, that the days of Chanukah are connected to the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. According to the Arizal, there's 13 Tevis, 13 words in the bracha that we make, when we make Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. But also every single day corresponds to another one of the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. Beginning yesterday with Kel, today with Rachel, Chanon, and it goes weiter and weiter, up until a person gets up till Zeis Chanukah. Zeis Chanukah goes all the way from Neitzir Chesed all the way to the end, which is part of the Maila of Zeis Chanukah, that is not just one Midah, but it's, you know, from the 8th all the way to the end of Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. But as I state in Arizal, there's a strong kesher between every day and the idea of the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. The Shaila is, obviously we know from the Hilge Baal Shem Tov, that we know is Yais Chanukah is the chasima, the final chasima for the Yom Nirang. So obviously there's a kesher to the Indian of Yud Gimel Midas Arachimim, to the days of Chanukah, because this is the chasima. Why dafki Yud Gimel Midas Arachimim? What's the kesher bechlal between the idea of Chanukah and the Yud Gimel Midas Arachimim? There's not even 13 days. If there be 13 days, I can understand that there's some shaykhs to it, but Yud Gimel Midas Arachimim, what's the kesher bechlal between the Yud Gimel Midas Arachimim and dafki the Indian of Chanukah? We're just saying that Minoisa Kankanim Nasa Neisla Sheshanim. Sheshanim is a reference to the Indian, which the Zohar Kaddish talks about the 13 petaled rose, the rose, the Sheshana, which Kal Yisrael is compared to a Sheshana, which has Yud Gimel, has 13 petals on the rose. It references Indian of Yud Gimel Midas Arachimim. It's a modern name that we call Kal Yisrael Dafka over here in the Zemer. We call it Minoisa Kankanim Nasa Neisla Sheshanim. Obviously, there's a strong kesher between the Indian of the Sheshana, the Indian of the Yud Gimel Midas Arachimim, and the idea of Chanukah. The Shalas, what Shaykh is Bechlaun? Again, it's a chesima of the Indian of Yom Niran, but why dafka this Indian of Yud Gimel Midas Arachimim? Why is that the Hemshech? Why is that the Indian of Yud Gimel of Chanukah? So the Emes says, we spoke out once during Ben Mitzarim, maybe the first year of the Shiva, the second year of the Shiva, I don't remember exactly when, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, we spoke out that there's a Murdika Ter from Reb Nachman. Reb Nachman writes, Lukutim Ranapel Dika Ter. Reb Nachman writes on the Medrash. The Medrash says on the Pasuk in Eichan, in Perek Beis, is Bitzem Rasai, that the Rabban Hashem went ahead, shaked the Medrash over there on the Pasuk. The Rabban Hashem went ahead at the time of the Churban. At the time of the Churban, the Rabban Hashem went ahead and Ki'ilu tore his Lavush. The Rabban Hashem went ahead and the Rabban Hashem had a Lavush, and the Rabban Hashem tore that Lavush, and that was the Indian of the Churban. Frekt Reb Nachman, what does it mean, Bechlau, that the Rabban Hashem tore his Lavush? The Rabban Hashem has the Lavush, the Rabban Hashem tears his Lavush, the Rabban Hashem is tearing Kriya, he's writes in Kriya over the Churban Beis Hamikdash, and it sounds like an Eichel, like this is the whole Indian of Churban Beis Hamikdash, that somehow by the Rabban Hashem tearing his Beged, the Rabban Hashem tears his Lavush, that's the Indian of Churban Beis Hamikdash. Zokta Nachman, what does the Medrash mean? What does the Pasuk mean? The Rabban Hashem tore his Lavush, and that's what Churban Beis Hamikdash is. Zokta Nachman, ki bevadai, ein ha-Beis Hamikdash yachil lizbol, kvoidu v'gavasa yizbarach. Avada ha-Beis Hamikdash, a physical space, is incapable of being able to house the Ashras Hashkina. It's not possible, B'chlam. As the Pasuk says, Hina Shemaim, Ushmei Hashemaim, Loichal Kukal. You could have Shemaim and Shemei Hashemaim. The greater Shemaim can't fit and can't contain the Rabban Hashem, the Ashras Hashkina. Afki Abayis Hazeh, that's what Shlomo Melech says, Afki Abayis Hazeh, even this bias, the Etzim should not be able to contain the Ashras Hashkina. So how is it Shaykh B'chlam that we have a makam of Ashras Hashkina in the Beis HaMikdash? Zakhtim Nachman, Rak Machmas Ahavas Yisrael, because of the Ahava that the Rabban Hashem has for Klal Yisrael, Tzimtzim V'Hilbash Yisgavasi, the Rabban Hashem goes ahead and mitzamtzim himself, that even though Al-Piderach HaTeva, Al-Piderach of the way, Al-Piderach HaRuchnius of Teva, it shouldn't be Shaykh Bechlal, for there to be a physical space that can house Kav Yachal HaShuras HaShechina, but the Rabban Hashem mitzad Ahava for the Rabban Hashem, B'chol Makam Sha'at HaMaitse G'dulas HaShel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sham At HaMaitse An V'Sinuse, the Rabban Hashem goes ahead and he's mitzamtzim himself, Kav Yachal, because of his Ahava for the Rabban Hashem, like a Lashon, like the Heilige Maggid tells us, Ahava Dechekes, as Abbasar, the Gemara says, which means that based on the Ahava that a person has, he's able to be doichik the Basar and Kaviyachal by the Rabban Shalom. This is Abachina also. That the Rabban Shalom goes in, he's mitzamtzim his R in order to create a matzav called Ashras Hashchina. Kedei lahashri shchinasoi, bebeis hamikdash kedei lagalas melchusoi. The Rabban Shalom goes in and he reveals himself. He makes a tzimtzim in order to reveal himself in the place of Ashras Hashchina. And that's what the Pasuk means. And the Pasuk says, Hashem melech, Geyus Lavish. The Rabban Shem goes ahead and Geyus Lavish. What does it mean? He wears clothing of Gaiva. Zoktim Nachman, Hashem Melech, because the Rabban Shem wants to be a Melech, because Ein Melech B'loi Am, because the Rabban Shem wants to have Ashuas Hashchin on Klal Yisrael, and Befrat in the Makam and the Mishkan of the Beis HaMikdash, the way that happens is Geyus Lavish. The Rabban Shem takes the Gaiva, which the Gaiva means the Rabban Shem is Bechlal not Shaykh to this world. We have no Hasaga and what it means to be able to have Ashuas Hashchin. But Hashem Melech, because the Rabban Shem is a Melech, the way that he's the Melech is Geyus Lavish. He takes the Indian of Gaiva and Lavish, he puts a Lavush. Lavush means a Timtzim, he's mitzamtzim himself, and then he goes ahead, and there's a concept called Ashras Hashchina. Shekav Yochel, Bishvil Galois, Machusai, Hilbish, Vitzimtzim, is Geyus Shaloi. That Kav Yochel, because of the Ahava that the Rabban Shem has, he's mitzamtzim, is Geyus, and Memela, Kidei Shenuchel Lizbol, Kabbalas, Ol Machusai, Aleinu, in order that we should be able to be Makabal, Ol Machusai. Zoktim Nachman, that's all at the moment of Ashras Hashchina. That's all at the time that Klai Yisrael's Oisir Ritzaini Shalmakim. When Klai Yisrael's involved in what they're supposed to be involved in, Hashem Melech, Geyus Lavish. Avol, Zoktim Nachman, what happens? Kishi Yisrael, Chatu Lefanov, when Klai Yisrael goes out and does an Aveira, when Klai Yisrael is not doing Ritzayin Shamakam, and Memele, we should not be Zoycha based on our Meisim, to be Zoycha Tashras Hashchina. So what happens? Ozek Kaviyachal, Hira Vigila Hashem Yisbarach, as Gavase Vigaini. At that moment that the Rabban Shalom says that Klai Yisrael is not Isi Ritzayin Shamakam, the Rabban Shalom says, I'm no longer interested, Kaviyachal, in being Mitzamtza myself. The Rabban Shalom said, because of the Ahava that the Rabban Shalom has for Klai Yisrael, he's Mitzamtza Mizar, Hashem Melech Geyus Lavish, at that moment of churban. At the moment when Klai Yisrael is not doing with Tzadish Shemakim, the Rashi rips the beged, Zaktim Nachman means that he rips the lavush, he rips the tzimtzum, and at that moment, Ashruas HaShechina becomes revealed in the open way. And Memela, it's not Shaykh the Chlal to be able to have a churban Beis HaMikdash. It's not that the churban came as a result of the Rashi destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. It's a natural consequence. When Klai Yisrael is not Yisrael with Tzadish Shemakim, then Memela, the Ahava that the Rashi has for us is not revealed in the same way. The Kruv are no longer facing each other. And Memela, that desire that the Rashi has for Hashem Melech is not longer there in the highest way possible. And Memela, Geis Lavish is no longer there. The Rashi tears his beged. Tears his beged is not a lashon of rice in Kriya. Tears the beged means that he tears that lavush. He tears that tzimtzum. And Memela, that Shruas Hashchina is no longer capable of being contained within Shemei Hashemayim. It's no longer being able to be contained within a aretz, within a physical space. And Memela, that Shruas Hashchina leaves. And Memela, that's why we know that when the Nebuchadnezzar came to destroy the Beis Hamikdash, he wasn't destroying anything that Ba'etzem had in the Ashras Hashchina. He was Eitzim Avonim. What he came to do is he came to destroy Eitzim Avonim. At the moment that he came in, the Ashras Hashchina was already gone. The Baruch Shem Kaviyachal tore that beged. The Ashras Hashchina expanded to the point that it's no longer able to be contained in a physical building. And Memela, the Ashras Hashchina was no longer there. And Memela, what Nebuchadnezzar destroyed was just Eitzim Avonim. And so Shekim Nachman Memela, he touches up this medrash in Eicha, Peldik Medrash, that the Baruch Shem tore his beged. The way the Rabbanu Shalom caused the Churban was partially the Baruch Shem tore his beged. Not as a way of anger, the Baruch Shem, you know, destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. Pasha, the Baruch Hashem said, I'm no longer interested in being mitzamtzem to myself. No longer interested in Shem Atamitzah and Vesenusa. And Memela, there was a Gilev Ashras Hashchina that was beyond what the world is capable of containing. And Memela, there was a Churban Beis Hamikdash. As I say to Rav Nachman, Torah Reish Yutas. Efshir, Machshava that I had last night. I think it's an Emes Machshava. Efshir Chayach Nechanakas is Zel Bazach. Not in a way of Churban, but in a way of Tikkun. We know that generally, there's two Iris that the Rabbanu Shalom has when the Rabbanu Shalom reveals himself in this world. One is an Ur, which is called Seidiv Kalalman. The Rabbanu Shalom surrounds the world. It's an aura which a person is not really able to contain, a person is not really able to experience in a way that it's able to have a real shaykhas to, because it's seiv. Seiv means something that surrounds a person. And then there's an aura which is called Mamalik Alaman. The aura of Mamalik Alaman means that light which fills the world, not the light which surrounds the world, not the light of the Arain Seif as it was before the Rabbanu Shalom created the world, but the aura of Mamalik is the world, the light of the Rabbanu Shalom, the way he reveals himself within this world. The aura of Mamalik means the light, the way the Rabbanu Shalom reveals himself in this world. And there's different dargas to that. There's dargas of greater Ashras Hashchina, dargas of lower Ashras Hashchina, based on where a person is on that, on those madrigas of the world of Mamalei. So there's higher levels and lower levels. Soyviv is b'etzim something which surrounds, and Soyviv is not limited b'chlal to any madrega. Soyviv is not limited to a specific madrega in a way it's nizgala itself more over here than over here, because Soyviv means something that surrounds. Something that surrounds, there's no top, there's no middle, there's no bottom. A circle is just a full circle. And Mamela, in that world of Soyviv Kalalman, everything's equal. But in the world of Mamalei Kalalman, There's different levels. There's levels of different ilamas. There's levels within each ilam. There's various levels. In that world of Mamalik al-Alman, in the world of the Ashras HaShechina, the way the Rabbanu Shem reveals himself, so the Memela, the Indian of Ashras HaShechina, where the Rabbanu Shem reveals himself on various madrigas. In a base medrash, it's more than in the street. In the street, it's going to be more than a base of Avodah Zarah. There's various levels of that Ashras HaShechina, of that Giloy of Kvodei Yisbarach, based on the level of Mamalik al-Alman that the Rabbanu Shem is filling the world. The Seiviv, and then there's the Indian of Mamalik. When it comes to the Ur of Chanukah, the Ur of Chanukah we know is that Ur Agonas. The Ur of Chanukah is the Ur Shagonzel Tzadikim. It's the Ur that the Rabbanu Shem hid La'asad Lovli. The Ur that came down at the beginning of the world, the Ur that was Ki Toiv, the Ur that was too Toiv for the world to be able to contain, is that Ur which is called Tzayviv. Is that Ur which is not able to be contained by the world because we don't have the Kalim to be able to contain that proper light. And in order to be able to have any Shaykhahs of that Ur, we need to be holding on the Madrega. Klal Yisrael is not holding, the world is not holding on the Madrega. And Memela, that Ur was an Ur which the Rabbanu Shem was Gonzel Tzadikim. Chanukah is the time of Ashras HaShechina, of that Ashras HaShechina of the Lamed Vav Shais, the Lamed Vav Neiris of the Aragonas. Chanukah is the time that a person is able to tap into not just the light of Mamalei Kol Alman. Chanukah is the time that a person is able to tap into that light which is called Seiviv Kol Alman, that light which is surrounding, that light which is not based bechlau on the Madrega that a person's on, or the Madrega that Klal Yisrael is on, or the Madrega that the world is on. Chanukah, a person is able to tap into that Toiv, that Ur Ki Toiv, that the Rabbanu Shem is Gonzel Tzadikim. Every Yid is Be'etzem Shayach to be able to tap into it. Chanukah is a Giloy that every Yid is Be'etzem Ba'amech Kulam Tzadikim. And Memela, the Toiv, the Ur, that the Rabbanu Shem is Gonzel Tzadikim, is Shayach for everybody. And Memela, that Ur, the Ur, which is Seiviv Kol Alman, that's him, every Yid is able to have Ashras HaShechina. This is why we find that Bechlal, when it comes to the Yontif of Chanukah, the Yontif of Chanukah is an Ur which is not based on the Makim that it's in. Generally, an Ur, if you're talking about the Ur which is Mamali, the Ur of Ashras HaShechina, it can only exists in certain places. Like the Gemara in Sukkah tells us, La'olam liyor d'shechina l'mata me'asara. It's only able to go into that place which is the mala me'asara. Rishus Sarabim and Halacha goes up to l'asara. And memela la'olam liyor d'shechina until the place of l'mata me'asara. It's not able to go until the place of l'mala me'asara. Because l'mata me'asara is a place of Rishus Sarabim. Rishus Sarabim means Elohim Acherim. Rishus Sarabim means everything other than Hashem Echad, then Rishus HaYachid Yichud Yishal Olam, and Memela the Ashras HaShechina is not able to be in that Makam, which is called L'mata Me'asara. Ashras HaShechina is generally not able to be in a place called Rishus HaRabim. Ashras HaShechina is generally not revealed on the side of the left, on the left side. Ashras HaShechina is generally not revealed in these months, the months which are the months of Choshech. Ashras HaShechina has its limitations where it goes. Chanukah is a higher light. Chanukah is not the light of Mamalik Al Almin. In the light of Mamalik Al Almin, you're only able to be Zeicha to light if you have the proper vessels to be able to get it, because the Or of Mamali goes based on where a person is and what a person's madrigas are. The R, which is Chanukah, the R of Chanukah, that R of the R of the R Kitoy, that R of Gunzel Tzadikim, is that R Agonas, which is not Bechlal relative to where a person is, where in the world a person is. It's not Bechlal relative to the madriga that a person's on. Every Yid has the capability to be able to be Zeichet at R Agonas and Chanukah, because Chanukah is that light which is called the R of the Seidim. It's that light which is higher. It's that light which comes from the place of the base from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. This is why we mentioned on Shabbos that the Chisamah Shal Kohen Gadol was Dafka on this Pach Shal Shemen, because the light of Chanukah is not a light which is lit, which is connected to space Bechlal. Oren is Einam and Amida. The place of Kodesh HaKadoshim is higher than the world of limitations. It's higher than a world Bechlal of an inyan of Gevul. Oren Einam and Amida doesn't just mean that there was a nace that took place, that the Oren didn't take up space. It means that in the world of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was no Bechlal space. There was no difference between the right side and the left side, the front and the back. Everything was just revealing that light of Seviv Kalaman. Everything was on the highest level. And Memela, that R of the R of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, everything was able to be equal. And Memela, the Chesamah Shal Kohen Gadol, that Chesam and the Pach Shal Shemen revealed that every Yid is able to have a Sheiches to that R which is called Seviv Kalaman. Once a year, a person is able to be Zeicha to that R which is called the R Agonas. That even if based on a person's Madrega, a person's not holding it in a high place, a person's not holding it in a great place, nevertheless, Klai Yisrael is able to be Zeicha, to be able to tap into this Or HaGonas, and Memela, the Or HaGonas is no longer limited and no longer has any limitations based on the place that it's in. It could go L'mata Me'asara, it could go Pesach place in Mebachutz, it could go anywhere, because the Or is an Or which is Seiviv, and that Or which is Seiviv doesn't need any kalim to be able to contain it. It's not contained based on a madrega. It's an or which is seiv and or which surrounds. Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasses machal atzadik, and machal is the inyan of seiviv. It's something which surrounds, and every single yid is be'etzim able to have a sheiches to that inyan which is called the or of seiviv. This is why we find the Peldik Azach. Well, the Mefarshim pointed out, the Bishayim already pointed, the Mefarshim, I'm sorry, pointed this out already, that the way we have the Al Anisim, we say, v'dliku neiris b'chassas kochecha. So all the Mefarshim ask, we don't like the neiris b'chassas kochecha. So all of them are trying to mutchazach exactly what it means, hedliku neiris b'chassas kochecha. They lit other neiris, b'tech simchas aneis. It doesn't mean the menorah, because the menorah is not lit b'chassas kochecha. But the gila of Chanukah is hagufa. The gila of Chanukah is really hedliku neiris b'chassas kochecha. That the gila of Chanukah is that the menorah doesn't need to be limited to a certain space. Throughout the year of Adar, the menorah has a place that it's supposed to be mula pareiches. It needs to be in a certain place, and if it's not in that place, the whole inyan is possible. It needs to be in a certain place. When it comes to the inyan of Chanukah, the whole mila of Chanukah is that chatzus kochecha is not really chatzus kochecha. Is that L'mata Me'asara is not really L'mata Me'asara. Is a Pesach place of Mebechutz is not really Rishus HaRabim. The Or of Chanukah is a Gila that everything's able to be equal. In that world of Seiviv, everything's able to be equal, and regardless of the Madrega that a person's on, regardless of the Madrega that a place is on, it's able to all have Ashras HaShechina, because it's the Ashras HaShechina of Seiviv Kol Almin, not Mamalik Kol Almin. That's the Milo which takes place on Chanukah. That's the Or HaGonas that every Yid is able to tap into on Chanukah. This is why every Yid has the capability, when he gives light in the Neiris, Mamash to be like his farm, say like the Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash. The Neiris Shabesa means that every Yid is Bechina, the Beis HaMikdash. Every Yid becomes like the Kohen Gadol. Every Yid has the capability to be able to tap into the Neiris of Chanukah, even if a Yid's Madregas are not on the highest level. When it comes to the Or of Seiviv, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference what Madrega you're on. It doesn't make a difference how much Achana you put in. It doesn't make a difference where you are. It doesn't make a difference the Madrega in Ruchnius that a person's on. Every Yid is Zeicha to be able to be Madlik the Menorah in the same way. Every Yid is Zeicha to be able to get to that Inyan of Moisif Heilich. Every Yid has a Sheiches to this Inyan of Or of Seiviv. And Bechlau, when the Nase of Chanukah took place, it was this Nase which took place as an Or of Seiviv. Klal Yisrael at the time of Klal Yisrael, at the time that the Nase took place, at the time of Chanukah, Klal Yisrael was not holding on a high Madrega. Right? We know Chazal say that, according to Rashi, Again, there's other Mefarshim as well, exactly how many, but it was definitely a very, very small amount of people, definitely small amount of Chashmanam that went to fight Yavan. 13, according to Rashi, which is obviously, like we'll say soon, but a very small amount of people went to fight the Indian of Yavan. Rav of Klal Yisrael is Misyavan. So Rav of Klal Yisrael shouldn't be Zoyche to be able to have this Nase. You don't get a Nase if Klal Yisrael is not Zoyche to be able to get the Nase. A Nase a person Zoyche too, when the Adam Adrega. But the Nase of Chanukah is not based on a Madrega. The Or of Chanukah is the Or HaGonos. It's the Or that the Mashem is Gonzal at Tzadikim, and Chanukah is a Gila of Amech Kulam Tzadikim. Chanukah is a Gila of that Indian of Soivev, and Mamele, even though Rav of Klal Yisrael, Ruba de Ruba, 99% of Klal Yisrael, were Misyavnim, and had no interest Bechlal in finding Yavon, and were on the other side of the fence. Nevertheless, all of Klal Yisrael was able to be zeichet to have this nes. It was a nes that all of Klal Yisrael was able to experience because it was this nes that comes from the world of Seviv, and it doesn't make a difference if you're Misyavnim, it doesn't make a difference if you're Matisyol Kayin Gadol. Every Yid is zeichet to be able to tap into the Or of Chanukah because it's the Or of Gonos, Yagonzal Tzadikim, it's the Or of Seviv, not the Or of Amale, and every Yid is able to be zeichet to tap into this. How is Klal Yisrael, why Dafka, when it comes to Chanukah, why was Klal Yisrael able to get this Madrega of the Or of Seviv? Why was Klal Yisrael able to get Dafka by Chanukah, the Madrega of this Or HaGonos, the Gonzal Tzadikim, this Or of Seviv Klal Almen? So the Chedush Arim writes, Svasama speaks from the Chedush Arim, brings it I think from the Baal Shem Tov already, that any time we have a Mechama, there's two ways that a person can win the Mechama. The simple way of winning the Mechama is you fight the Mechama, and you win the Mechama, and you get out of the Mechama. You're able to beat the enemy, and you're able to walk out of the Mechama unharmed or slightly harmed, be able to walk out of the Mechama properly. But that's not the ultimate Madrega of Netzach in the Mechama. The ultimate Madrega of winning a battle, the real Madrega of winning a battle, is when a person is able to go to his enemy. He's able to take the one who's misnagged against him, the one who's the Oyev against him, and he's able to take all of the Koychas of Toiv that are there, and he's able to schlep them over to the place of Kedusha. If a person's not able to be involved in that process, so it's a win that a person was able to get out unharmed. It's a win that a person was able to maybe get more territory. But until a person is able to get the Koyach, that midah, that umah that you're fighting has, be able to bring it over to your side, it's not the ultimate tzachin. That's why the Baal Shem Tov teaches, I probably mentioned this before, but the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Ezu Gibor, Akoivish is Yitzri. Sheitim Baal Shem Tov, it doesn't say Ezu Gibor, Ahayrig is Yitzri. Because the Ikar Madrega is not when Ahayrig is Yitzri. The Ikar Madrega of Ezu Gibor, real Gvura, means Koivish is Yitzri. It means that I go out and I capture my Yetzahara and I'm able to schlep him over to the place of Toiv. I'm able to pull out any Toiv that's within that Yetzahara, I'm able to schlep him over to the place of Toiv. To be Koivish my Yetzahara means that I take captives. It means that I'm able to take that Koyach that the Yetzahara has, and I'm able to bring it over to the side of Toiv. And when Klal Yisrael is fighting Yavon, in order to really have a real Netzachin against Yavon, we need to go ahead and we need to win them, not in a way that we just were able to survive, we're able to push back against them, we're able to get back to Beis HaMikdash. The only way to really win Yavon is when Klal Yisrael is able to chap the Madrega of Yavon and bring it over to our side. What was the Iker Koyach of Yavon? The Iker Koyach of Yavon was Uportzu Chames Migdalei. What Yavon did when Yavon came to the Beis HaMikdash was Uportzu Chames Migdalei. Yavon came to the place of the Beis HaMikdash, and that was a place where, like we said, it's Hashem Melech Geyus Lavesh. The Mashem is wearing that Indian of Lavush in a way that it's contained within the Beis HaMikdash. It's contained in that place of the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Heichal. It's contained within these walls of the Beis HaMikdash. And Yavon comes along and Yavon breaks, makes a pritza. Uportzu Chames Migdalei, they break the walls. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to break that Indian of Hashem Melech Geyus Lavesh. They're trying to break that koyach of the pirtza. They're trying to take that koyach that the Baruch Hashem has, that he's has Ashras HaShechina in the place of the Beis HaMikdash, uparts the Chames Migdalei. They break that and they say, there's no Ashras HaShechina. That this place, Be'etzim, has no Kedusha to it. This place has no Chashivas to it. It's not a Makam HaTfilah. It's a Makam of Yefi, of physical beauty. But it doesn't have any Ashras HaShechina because Shema Shemayim is not able to contain the Rabbanu Shalom Amelu. They break that in of the Lavush Kaviyachol of the Rabbanu Shalom to try to break that Ashras HaShechina that takes place in the Beis HaMikdash. V'timu Kol HaShemanim doesn't just mean that they contaminated the oil that made it tamei. V'timu Kol HaShemanim means that they took that Koyach of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, and they're matamei. They said there's no Kedusha here b'chlal. There's no makam for Ashras HaShechina. The ultimate Netzachin that Klal Yisrael is able to get is not just a Netzachin. They were able to go ahead and close up the Pirtzis. Closing up the Pirtzis would be a regular Netzachin. That's when Netzachin we're able to say, okay, they made a Pirtzis, parts of Chemiz Migdalei, we're going to put the walls back up, we're going to be able to contain it, we're going to be able to put that Lavush back up. The ultimate Netzachin that Klal Yisrael is able to get is we're able to be Mahapech the whole Indian. That they'd say, parts of Chemiz Migdalei, they go ahead and they break the walls and they try to break the Lavush, and we say, Hagufa. That the Netzachin of Chanukah, the Netzachin of Chashmenam against the Yavon, is that we're able to say that we're also going to rip the Lavush. Not in a way of ripping the Lavush, like Nachman says, at the time of Churban, we're based, because the Lavush levush was ripped, now the aris, the aris of Ashras HaShechina is no longer able to be contained, but Fakir, we're able to get to a higher Madriga. We know there's a machlokes rishonim, whether the Mishkan was only necessary to be built after the Chet HaEgel, whether it was a chasarin, that the way the Rabban Shem was originally, the original plan of the Rabban Shem was Meloicha La'aretz Kavaydai, that there wouldn't be one specific place, but rather the Ashras HaShechina would be all over the world. There are some rishonim that learn like that, others learned that it wasn't, it was going to happen anyways, but the, according to the rishonim that the Rabban Shem understood, that the way it was supposed to be prior to the Chet HaEgel was Meloicha was that it wasn't going to be contained in one place. That's the same Indian as ripping the Begad. As opposed to the Manshim ripping the Begad and saying that Ashras HaShechina is going back up to the place of where it was, Koidim Atzimtzim, Koidim the Rabbanu Shalom created this world and created the Beis HaMikdash. At the moment of Chanukah, we're able to be Magalo, parts of Chametz Migdalai, there's a ripping of the Levush, and now the Ashras HaShechina is able to spread out. As opposed to it being limited inside the Beis HaMikdash, it's able to go all the way outside. It's able to be that the Ashras HaShechina is no longer limited just to the place of the Beis HaMikdash, but Liku Neiris, Pesach Beisim Bachutz. We're able to take the light of Chanukah. We're able to take that R and we're able to push it to the outside. Because the R, like we said, of the R of Seviv Kol Alman is not limited to one space. It's not limited to the Beis HaMikdash or Yerushalayim any more than it's limited, any more than it's shaykh to the rest of Eretz Yisrael, and it's not shaykh to Eretz Yisrael more than it's shaykh to the rest of the veld. It's shaykh ba'etzim to every place equally, because it's the R of Seviv Kol Alman. So Memela, the way they're able to be menatzeach neged the koich of Yavan is uparts Chametz Migdalai, and we say Hagufa. We say Dafka in that Indian, that uparts Chametz Migdalai, we're going to fight back and be able to push and be able to show they're able to have Ashras HaShechina everywhere. That Ashras HaShechina is no longer going to be limited based on the madrega of a person and based on the madrega of a place, but Ashras HaShechina is able to be nespasha to the whole world. They're able to reveal that Indian of the Ar of Seiviv, that Indian of Meloicha La'aretz Kavaydai, that Indian of the cover of the Rabban Shem is able to be everywhere equally, Dafka the Indian of Chanukah. I mean, what Yavan tried to do is Yavan tried to rip the Levush and say it should be a Churban. It should be like the Churban that took place where the Rabban Shem rips the Levush of Hashem Melech, Gaius Lavesh. And Melech, it's no longer there. And Klai Yisrael says, Fakir. You're right, it's no longer contained in the base of Mikdash, but it hasn't left. Fakir, it's only spread its wings further. The Ashras HaShechina has only gotten to every place in the world, every corner of every place in the world. A person drives down the streets of Lakewood, a person drives down the streets of anywhere in America, anywhere in Chutz La'aretz, anywhere in the world. There's Ashras HaShechina in every place. A person drives by a home, and a person is able to see a menorah, and the menorah is meramez and the Indian of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. The menorah, like the Ramban writes, is the one chelik of the avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. They're able to be nimshach even after Churban Beis HaMikdash. Every person and every makam and every place and wherever they are, whatever madriga they're on, is able to have that Indian of Ashras HaShechina, is able to have that Indian of the menorah. Because what we did in order to be meratzeach neged the koyach of Yavan is uparts Chametz Migdalai is fakir. Pushed back, we're able to be Magala, that Indian, which takes place, that Avodah of Seviv Kalam, and that Avodah which is able to be Nizgala to the place which is further. This is why, like we mentioned before from the Arizal, This is why the Yud Gomel Midas Arachimim are connected to this Indian, Dafka of Chanukah. The Yud Gomel Midas Arachimim is this the highest level of Rachmanis the Rabban Shem has. After Klai Yisrael does the Chet HaEgel, and Be'etzim Klai Yisrael based on the Madrega, the Rabban Shem should wipe back Klai Yisrael. And that was Rabban Shem's original plan, to start over the whole Klai Yisrael, beginning with Moshe Rabbeinu again. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm Rechenin, I'm a Sifrecha, the Rabban Shem is this Gala himself. Like a shliach tzibur wearing a talis, the Rebbe gives him over the Yud Gomel Midas Rachamim and says, anytime Klai Yisrael Yasul Lafani Kasei Dezeh, anytime Klai Yisrael says the Yud Gomel Midas Rachamim, Vani Moichel Lahem, the Rebbe is Moichel. Not only that, like Hazal Darshan, Hava Hashem Ani Hashem Koidem Ache, Ani Hashem Acherache, that there is no chiluk before the Che and after the Che when a person says Yud Gomel Midas Rachamim, because Yud Gomel Midas Rachamim is not just a regular level of Rachmanus. The highest level of Yud Gomel Midas Rachamim is this level of Seivik Alman. This level we're able to get to higher than any Madrega. The level of Yud Gomel Midas Rachamim, the Svarma Gadashim tell us come from the highest place, because it's coming from that makam where there is no separation between Ani Avaya Lo Shinesi, between Ani Hashem Koidim Echeh, Ani Hashem Acherecha. It's that revelation of the Rachmanus that the Rabban Hashem has that he's able to be Magala Seviv Kol Alman. And Mamela Klai Yisrael could do the Chet HaEgel, the Rabban Hashem says, Afal Pi, can say the Yud Gomel Midas Rachamim and everything's forgiven. They're able to get back to that place of Koidim Echeh, able to get back to that place where everything's exactly the way it was before, because in the Ur of Mamali, it's not Shaykh. In the Ur of Mamali, if you do the Chet HaEgel, Klai Yisrael's Madrig is all the way in the bottom. Klai Yisrael deserves to be wiped out. But the R of the Yud Gomel Midas Rachamim is Megala, that Indian of Seviv Kol Alman. It's Megala, that Indian which is higher than the Indian of Mamali. And in the place of Seviv Kol Alman, even after Chet HaEgel, even after the worst of Eris that Klai Yisrael does, we're able to be Megala, the Yud Gomel Midas Rachamim. We're able to be Megala, the highest level, the level of the Rabban Shem's Rachmanis, which is not Toli Bechlau, based on the Maisim where Klai Yisrael is. It doesn't make a difference what Klai Yisrael has done, we're able to be Megala the light of Seviv Ka'amun. And this is the Gila that takes place, Dafkan Chanukah. It's the Gila of the highest level of Rahman. It's much higher than really what took place during Elul and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sukkot. This is the highest Gila. The Gila of the Yud Gamal Midas Rahman, where every day is a Gila of Vaitar and Vaitar, the Yud Gamal Midas Rahman. Every day is a Gila of Seviv. That it doesn't make a difference what I've done. It doesn't make a difference where I've been. It doesn't make a difference what physical space I find myself in. Wherever I am, I can take out a menorah. I can take a two little lecht. I can take a lecht and I can put it down and I can go ahead and light it. I can make the bracha of Sha'os and Nisim Aviseinu by Yom Mahim. And I'm able to have a gilui of that Indian of Ashras Shechina, where I am. It's not the base of Mikdash. It's not Eretz Yisrael. It's not Yerushalayim. It's a time of Golos. Nevertheless, we're able to take it. We're able to have that gilui of Ashras Shechina in the makam that we're in. Because the makam is not limited b'chal to any physical space. The Ashras Shechina is not limited to any makam or zman or to any person. It's able to be that every yid is able to be the b'chin of a kohen gadol. Every yid is able to be in the highest level. And every yid is connected to this aura of Seviv. This is the maila of what takes place Dafkan Chanukah. It's pasha to us now why the Gemara says that a person needs to dafka by this mitzvah more than any other mitzvah, needs to be saved by mitzvahs. Mesuvah by mitzvahs, a person needs to be surrounded by mitzvahs. Because this is the gila, what takes place on Chanukah. Every other mitzvah, a mitzvah is a lavush, but a mitzvah is one zach. Mitzvah is that I'm going ahead and I'm doing a mitzvah, but it's one aver, I'm being bottled today, varn the malka, but it's one chelek of what I'm doing. The aura which comes down on Chanukah is not one chelek. It's an aura which I'm being surrounded by mitzvahs. Surrounded by mitzvahs means I'm connecting to that Indian of Seviv of Ka'aman. It's not just one mitzvah, I'm being surrounded by the Indian of mitzvahs. I'm not doing the mitzvah right now of mezuzah. I was only Makai in the mitzvah. This is when I put it up, but the giloy of Chanukah is that I'm able to sit in one makam and I'm totally misuvah by mitzvahs. That's the lashon of the Gemara. I'm surrounded by mitzvahs because I'm able to be surrounded by mitzvahs in the place that I'm in. I'm able to have that inyan of Ashras Hashchina wherever I am. That I'm able to be standing in one makam and I'm surrounded by the ar of every mitzvah that's ever able to be done. I'm able to be surrounded at the moment that I'm lighting the menorah. I'm wearing my talis. The talis is the inyan of Seviv. We mentioned before that the talis represents the inyan of Seviv. The tzitzis, the strings itself, represent the inyan of the tariag mitzvahs. That's the inyan of a malik. That's the Indian of based on if I've done the mitzvahs or not, am I shaykh to the Indian of the strings of the tzitzis. In Kabbalah, the talis, the beggar of the tzitzis, is on a higher level than the level of than the tzitzis itself. Because the beggar represents that Indian being surrounded. The beggar represents the Indian of Seviv Ka'aman. The beggar represents that I'm surrounded by mitzvahs. I'm not holding 100% in all the chutin, in all the levels of the tariq mitzvahs. I'm not holding 100%. Alpha peak, and I'm able to wrap the talis around me. Like the Lashon was saying, Lashon Yichan, I'm able to have the R of the talis being mechasami surrounding me, because I'm able to have that R of the Seviv Ka'aman. Even if my madrega in the place of the tzitzis is not 100%, even if my madrega and everything else is not 100%, but at the moment of Ashras Hashchina of Chanukah, a person is able to tap into the aura of Seviv Ka'aman, a person is able to get to the highest madrega. This is the gila that takes place. The best way that we're able to fight Yavad, who wants to rip away Ashras Hashchina, is not just that we say there is Ashras Hashchina in the Beis HaMikdash. That's not enough. We say there's Ashras Hashchina not just in the Beis HaMikdash. There's Ashras Hashchina in every single makam, in every Yiddish Shtub, in every place that a person goes. People travel very often on Chanukah. People go to Geish hotels. People are traveling all over. In those places, a place where there's no Ashras Hashchina. You go to a Geish hotel and you stay in a Geish place. There's no Makam for Ashras Hashchina. You take a menorah and you're able to light your menorah in the Geish hotel. You're able to be Megala. This is a shtick based on Mikdash. And I'm a shtick Kayan Gadol. That in this Makam that I'm in, that's the furthest thing away from the place of Ashras Hashchina, and there's a big Kratzmach tree in the front of the lobby when I come in, but I'm able to be Megala that right here is Ashras Hashchina. It shouldn't be come over here. That the cover of the Varnisham doesn't come to the place of Acher, but in this Makam, I'm able to be Megala in the world of Or of the Seviv Kol Alman. It doesn't make a difference where I am. And it doesn't make a difference who I am. It doesn't make a difference what my drag I'm on. Every yid is shaykh to be able to connect to this Or HaGonaz. It's Or Sheganzel Tzadikim, but Chanukah is a gila, they were all Tzadikim. Chanukah is a gila of Amech Kulim Tzadikim. Chanukah is a gila of the Indian of Seviv, which is not totally Bechlal, based on the Madrega, that Asar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasses Machal Tzadikim doesn't mean Tzadikim. It doesn't mean just big Tzadikim. It means every one of us, that every yid, the Amech Kulim Tzadikim, is able to be surrounded, is able to be in that Indian of the Seviv, is able to dance in that Machal Tzadikim, is able to dance in that world of the Mechila. Machal is the Lashon of Mechila. Every year is able to be connected. And Mela Dafka in those place where they made 13 pirtzes. So parts of Chemes Magdalai, Chazal said they made 13 breaks in it. From those 13 breaks, those 13 pirtzes, those the 13 Chashmanam come out in the 13 Chashmanam or Magala, the Yud Gamal Midas Rechavim. You broke the wall 13 times, Fakir. Those are going to be the place that we're going to have a Shtach HaVoyis. Those are going to be the place we're going to have a Giloy of that Indian of Yud Gamal Midas Rechavim. This is the Indian of Shoshana. The Shoshana is the Yud Gamal, the 13 petals of the Shoshana that's revealed Dafka when it comes to the Indian of Chanukah. There's a famous Meiser with the Heilige Chayza, that there was a terrible Meiser who lived in a town We know that back in the day when there was a person who was a meiser, it wasn't stam a meiser where a person would get stuck in jail, you know, for a few years. When there was a meiser, it was a shayla of real sakanas nevashes, and all the halachas shteik and shulchan aruch were shayach even, you know, 100, 200, 300 years ago, were shayach bezmanayim, were shayach this inyan of the meiser, and what needed to be done to the meiser, were all shayach bezmanayim, because a meiser really meant, at the time of the government over there, a person was meiser on somebody, it was a real shayla of sakanas nevashes. There was a meiser in a town who was making people's life very, very difficult. And the chassidim went to the chayza. They brought a kivitzel to the chayza, and they put down this meiser's name, his name, and his mother's name. And they asked the chayza, v'chayach tadavin, that you should have a quick ending, that he should be able to, you know, either move out of the town, or even better yet, be able to have a quick ending, because they felt it was mamash shalav sakanas nefashos. They come into the chayza, and the chayza is called the chayza because he's able to be chayza everything. He can see everything. They come into the chayza, and he takes the kivitzel, and he looks at the kivitzel, and he looks at the meiser's name, then his mother's name. He says, "This is a meiser." He says, "Not a meiser. This yid is mamash kaidish kadashim. This yid is a yid. Is mamash a hilig yid. This yid is a yid whose neshama is lichtig. He's on fire. This yid. This yid is a yid who's bechalal. I can't say anything bad about him. Go ahead and say a kol about this yid. It's not shayach bechalal." And he says, "I'm sorry. I can't help you." They don't know. Maybe he's a lamed vavnik. When the chayza says something, you know that it's true. You know that it's emes. Maybe he's a lamed vavnik. Maybe there's something they don't know. Obviously, if the chayza says it's true, obviously it's true. So they go back home. A year or two later, they come back to the chayza. After this yid's been mamish, really putting people in terrible, terrible places, they come back to the chayza again with the kfitel. They say, "Rebbe, we know what you said. We know lamed vavnik and not. We got to get rid of this yid. You have to take care of this yid. You have to take care of the meiser." And they bring in the kfitel again. They bring in his name. The chayza looks at him. The chayza said, "This yid, he's killing yid. Mamish killing Gidin. He's taking Gidin." And Mamish says, "Real shalvas akonis nefashis." Chayza says, 100%. Chayza said, "We have to get rid of him." Chayza gives a klala and kachava. Whatever happened to him. It was no longer a threat to him. So asked the chayza afterwards, said, "Rebbe, I don't understand. 2 years ago we came and we brought the kvittel to you. And you told us that this yid is mamish lichtig yid, his neshama is mamish on fire. You told us this yid, you can't say even one bad word about this yid. Now, 2 years later, we come to you, and suddenly he's saying the worst things about this yid, and suddenly very quick to go ahead and be makal this yid, to curse the yid, and there's no problem." So the chayza said, "The first time you came to me was on Chanukah. The first time you came to me was on Chanukah when this yid's menorah was still lit. And Mimela, at the moment that this yid's menorah was lit, it wasn't shayach bechalal to see any round this yid. At that moment that the yid's menorah was lit, I was only able to see his neshama as being lichtig neshama. I was only able to see that bechina of or sheganzel tzaddikim, but amich kulam tzaddikim. I was only able to see him as being the ultimate tzaddik. That he's part of the asar hakadosh baruch hu lasas machal tzaddikim." He says, 2 years later, he came back to me, middle of the month of Tammuz, middle of the year, and I look at it. He's not evolved, and I'm able to see him for who he really is. I'm able to see all the averis that he's done. I'm able to see his real madrega, and I'm able to avada the person needs a klala, which means that at the moment that he was lighting the menorah, Avada this year had obviously done other mitzvahs as well. Right? Often these moishim would be people that had some level of connection to Yiddishkeit. If he's lighting the menorah, he probably put on tefillin, he probably wore tzitzis, he probably was involved in a lot of other mitzvahs as well. He probably kept Shabbos also. But it wasn't any of those mitzvahs that the chayz was able to cover over the averis that he's done. Dafka when he's lighting the menorah, dafka when he's involved in the lokas menorah, dafka when he's involved in this Indian of the Ora Gunas, the chayz can't see anything bad about him. Because in that moment, he's connected to the Ora of Seiviv. And even if Basin is Madrega of Amalek Kalaman, he's taka all the way in the bottom, he taka doesn't deserve anything, but that's only when you're looking at him based on his madrega. When he's able to tap into the Ora Gunas, when he's able to tap into the Ora of the Seiviv, every yid looks like a tzaddik. This is the avoid that takes place in Chanukah. A yid is able to get the greatest level of Rahmanas by the Rabban Shalom. A yid doesn't need to be holding on any madrega. A yid doesn't need to be holding in any place. Every single yid is shaykh to Chanukah. Every yid, as the shaykh said, the Ora Shagun to Litzadikim. When a yid lights the neiris, the yid is madlik the menorah in his house, he has to have that makshava that what I'm doing right now is I'm connecting to something beyond me, connecting to something that's bigger than me, not connecting to something that I can contain, not connecting to something that I've created a keli and I'm able to hold it, and if I don't have the proper keli, then I can't have the fakir. He is able to connect to something that's beyond the keli. He is able to connect to something that's bigger than himself. He is able to connect to something regardless of the chana or not a chana, regardless of my yid's madrega or not madrega, regardless of a yid's makam or not, the yid has the capability to connect to this art of seviv. Hashem should help us, we should be zeiche to recognize this tremendous art. It's an aura that comes down 8 days a year. And we're holding it ready in the second night when a yid lights the menorah. The yid stands in front of the menorah. The yid looks at the iris. The ein lan rishus l'shtamash pem. Ein lan rishus l'shtamash pem means that it's an aura which is too big for us. It's an aura of seiviv. But dafkan chanukah, we have some shaykhs to it. Dafkan chanukah, we're able to have an inyan of being connected to that aura. The aura that ein lan rishus l'shtamash pem, we're able to have a connection. When a yid lights the menorah, the yid steers at the neighbors. The yid looks at the neighbors. The yid sits in front of the neighbors. The yid sits tehillim in front of the neighbors. The yid sings in front of the neighbors. neighbors. He dances in front of the neighbors. Yid is able to connect to that avoida of the Ur of Seyvim. Hashem should help us. We should be zeicha to understand the gift that the Rosh Hashanah gives us when it comes to Chanukah. It's the greatest gift the Rosh Hashanah gives us every night. It's another madrega of the Yud Gemal Midas Arachimim that he is able to be zeicha to. Hashem should help us. We should be zeicha to recognize Matana Toiva. Hashem gives every Yid. Every Yid is a shtub the Rosh Hashanah gives on Chanukah. And Rosh Hashanah being zeicha to recognize the madrega, the Matana that the Rosh Hashanah gives, will be zeicha to utilize in the way which is proper. And Rosh Hashanah will be zeicha to Asra Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lasis Machal Tzadikim, Hu Yishay B'neim B'Gan Eden, will be zeicha to the ultimate Aragana is being nispashe, not in one makam, but that Eretz Yisrael is going to be nispashe to the whole world, that the makam HaMikdash is going to be nispashe to the whole Eretz Yisrael, to be zeichet to that or, which is sevikal alan, to be zeichet to finally be able to tap into the or haganas that the Rebbeinu Shem put at the beginning of creation.
Amen. Amen.